Christmas is really special.
You know, it is.
It can become pretty hackneyed. You can get tired of it real quick, but it looks like you've kept the audience's interest, your singers, and your own with putting this together. How did you come to these pieces?
The first half of the concert is are those pieces that are sort of on my bucket list. We're starting out with a brand new piece by Cecilia McDowell. It's entitled Christus Natus Est. It's actually a short cantata, and it uses five carols that are origins in Latin texts that are really recognizable by the audience.
The McDowell piece now, she's taken carols. That's a great tradition among British composers, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You take these familiar things and give them new settings, and sometimes there are those standalone pieces that come out of that. So tell me about her musical language. What are we expecting?
It's a festive beginning with brass, organ, that sets up a melody that she uses from a carol that she created herself, that she uses then as a passage to link all of these wonderful carols, the Gaudete and the Presonet Odie. These are traditional carols that are really signature sounds of English music that a listener will come in and they'll go, yes, I've heard that before.
Tomorrow Should Be My Dancing Day, that's one of those melodies everyone knows, and then there are those arrangements of it, and probably one that's best known, certainly in the last 25, 30 years, is John Rutter's. But this is sort of divined, it looks like, through Dale Warland, too.
It is, and I grew up in Iowa, actually from Fort Dodge, Iowa, and Dale Warland went to my high school previous to me being there, and I actually had a chance once to sing with my high school choir at McAllister College in St. Paul, where Dale was the director of choral activities. I've been a fan of Dale's for years, and I would like to think that some of our sound has then been influenced greatly by Dale Warland and his recordings.
Very often Christmas concerts, holiday concerts, not Christmas concerts, end with the sing-along. You're not doing that. You're putting it right after the Dale Warland, the John
Rutter.
We do. Yeah.
We have the energy of a dancing piece that moves into a time when we turn and invite the audience to join us in singing. And I will say that this has been one of the highlights of the concerts, as we have the folks stand with us. Many choral groups will do this at the holiday. And I think that for many, they really enjoy standing and singing with us. It really ushers in the season, with our concert being the first weekend in December. It really starts them going for the holiday season.
Christmas season opens with the Sonoran Desert Chorale, the 6th and the 7th. Jeff Harris, thanks so much.
Thank you.